The Liber Scali Mahometi, the Book of Muhammad's Ladder, is a 13th century Latin text devoted to two of the most enduringly popular incidents from the biography of Prophet Muhammad: the Isra, the night journey from Mecca to Jerusalem, and the Mi'raj, the Prophet's ascension through the heavens, accompanied by the angel Gabriel, into the presence of God. The work, which exists in two manuscripts in Paris and the Vatican, is divided into 85 chapters of roughly equal length, and is prefaced with an introduction and a detailed list of chapter headings. There is also a version of the Liber translated into Old French and contained in a Singleton manuscript in the Bodleian Library in Oxford. The final chapter is in the form of an affidavit in which Muhammad assures us that these are his words and describes how he entrusted their writing to two prominent figures in early Islam: Abu Bakr, Islam's first caliph, and Ibn Abbas, an important figure in the transmission of the early community's knowledge of the life and sayings of the Prophet. The Liber tells how, one night as Muhammad has fallen asleep, he is visited by a glorious vision whom he identifies as Gabriel. Gabriel leads Muhammad to a fantastic riding beast, Al-Buraq, the lightning bolt, which conveys him from his house in Mecca to the Temple of Jerusalem, where today the Dome of the Rock stands. On the journey, Muhammad passes a test. He is invited three times to tarry on this journey. Muhammad responds to the third temptation, in the form of a beautiful woman sumptuously clad, but resumes his journey without speaking to her. Gabriel explains that the first and second calls represented Judaism and Christianity, while the third was the world. Gabriel presages that your peoples will have more solace and delight than all the peoples who ever have been or ever will be. In the temple, Prophet Muhammad leads the prayer with the other prophets assembled for this purpose. Thus concludes the Isra, the night journey, which Islamic tradition perceives as exegesis of the first verse of Surat al-Isra, the 17th surah of the Holy Quran. Outside the temple, Muhammad sees a ladder which extends from the first heaven to the earth. Upon Gabriel's invitation, and accompanied by the angels who guard the ladder, Muhammad begins his heavenly ascent, the part of the story known as the Mi'raj, in Arabic, literally, the means whereby one ascends, that is, a ladder or stairs. Muhammad travels through the seven heavens, alighting at each heaven and meeting there the prophet or angel who presides. For example, he encounters Jesus Christ in the first heaven. Upon completion of this celestial ascent, the prophet is shown paradise, protected by a mighty wall. Muhammad proceeds through garden after garden, watered by four mighty rivers and filled with all manner of sensual delights. In chapter 49, he is granted an audience with God. Muhammad receives the Holy Quran presented to him from behind two curtains. He is invited to come into the presence of the Lord, at which point his eyes are deprived of sight, but his heart is able to see, and he is given complete knowledge and instructions for prayer and fasting. The Liber tells how Gabriel explains to Muhammad the horrors of hell and the travails of the Day of Judgment. Upon return to Mecca, the Prophet recounts his experiences to his wife, Umm Hani, and convinces Abu Bakr, but not his tribe, the Quraysh, of the veracity of his journey. The notion of a ladder or a stair which connects heaven and earth is ancient. There are echoes of it in Socrates' speech in Plato's Symposium. The book of Genesis tells of Jacob's ladder. It has proved popular with Neoplatonic philosophers writing in Greek, Arabic and Latin, and has found favour with Christian mystics and Muslim Sufis. It has persisted in the popular Western consciousness. Powell and Pressburger's 1946 movie, A Matter of Life and Death, depicts it as an enormous swish escalator, and Led Zeppelin sang in 1971 of a stairway to heaven. The night journey and ascent have proven to be among the most cherished events of Muhammad's biography for Muslims past and present. Thousands of versions, popular and elite, exist in almost all of Islam's languages, and it was celebrated in innumerable manuscript illustrations. Its appeal stems from the core message of the tradition, God's especial favour to his last and final prophet. It is not, in Muslim tradition, thought to be a miracle worked by Muhammad. The Liber's preface informs us that it was a translation from Arabic into Castilian commissioned by Alfonso of Castile, known as the Wise. Alfonso reigned from 1252 to 1284. It was translated by Abraham, a Jewish physician. The Castilian version was then rendered into Latin, again at the king's behest, by a Tuscan, Bonaventure of Siena, royal notary. Both an Arabic original and its Castilian version have been lost. The liber does not correspond to any of the versions which exist in Arabic. It is clear that the Arabic work which formed the basis of the translation was essentially an amalgamation of several accounts available in the classical period. It is not impossible that the person responsible for making the collection was Abraham, the Jew entrusted with the rendering from Arabic into Castilian. What we have, then, is a composite text in Arabic, collected and translated into Castilian by an Andalusi Jew, and then retranslated into Latin by an Italian notary, which was further rendered into Old French. Bonaventure is explicit about the text's polemical intention: so that people may know Muhammad's audacious attacks as derisory as they are abusive on Christ, and that the truth of the faith of Christ may shine more brightly when compared with these lies. The influence of this text on European knowledge of Islam was significant. It became known as one of Muhammad's two books, the other being the Quran, a scandalous assertion from Muslims who believe that the Quran is the word of God and not the writings of Muhammad. Some scholars have traced its influence even further and have identified it as a direct inspiration for Dante's Divine Comedy. Did the Liber inspire Dante Alighieri to compose the Divine Comedy? Prior to the publication in 1949 of the Latin and Old French versions, the scholarly world was sceptical of this claim, pointing to the absence of a text which might have acted as a conduit of communication between Alphonsine Castile and Florence. With the re-emergence of the Liber, scholarship remains divided between those who assent to the Islamic sources of Dante and those who reject these claims. The latter tend to be Europeanists, outraged by the notion that a crowning Christian masterpiece might be in any way indebted to the Islamic heritage. It is now clear from what we know of the Liber that the extreme formulations of either thesis are crass and untenable, though we are left wondering: did this little book travel to Florence and so provoke Dante? If it did, how much does Dante owe to the Liber? Are both texts products of the medieval Christian rejection of Islam?